Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And my thoughts, amen. We're doing an in-depth study on living a spirit life. And I just give God the glory. Father, we just thank you right now. We bind up and command every demonic oppression to go back to the bits where it come from. And we ask, God, that you will release your angels around the word. Amen. And let it accomplish what you have set forth for it to accomplish today. Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to give you glory. My soul is elated in your will, in your power, in your love for your people. I ask you to heal those that are sick. Heal those that are depressed, heal those that are backslidden, heal those and deliver those, amen, that are in every kind of dilemma, be it court case, sickness in the body, or any kind of disease that's in their body. We know Lucifer is a defeated soul, and I want to thank you. His prince in the air that governs over states and municipalities and all of these, amen, entities, amen, they are still yet defeated. And I thank you, God, because I just want to thank you. Amen. And I want to praise and bless your holy name, because people don't understand when you speak a word, it's got to come to pass. It's rhema. I just thank you. I just thank you. I thank you for your son, Jesus' blood, and his dying on the cross for me. I'm one that's adamant about continuing to run this race, saints. And in order for us to understand what's going on, we don't even understand what's going on with the inward man. All we know that there is a war going on inside of us. Like Paul said, when he try to do good, evil is always present. Well, inside of us, inside of our soulish realm and our spirit man, Satan is fighting against it in order to keep us from reaching our goal. I told you on last week, the soulish realm is what houses all the information. It houses the word of God in order for us to survive. And if we don't have the word of God in us, we're just like people walking around that are unsaved, that are dead, they don't have no life in them. All they're doing is living from day to day. But Jesus said he come that we might have life, and that much more abundantly. And life is the breath of God. It is the, hallelujah, the breath that he breathed into us. Amen. And I told you before that before he breathed his breath into Adam, amen, and we ourselves, amen, one of the things that happened, amen, we were lifeless. But when he breathed the breath of life into us, we became a functional being, able to see, to hear, to touch, to smell. All of those five senses became in operation. But one of the things that Satan tried to do is he tried to dull, make dull the five senses, or destroy the five senses so that you cannot discern. That's what you discern with. Touch, taste, smell, those sensories, amen. Sight, amen. Hearing. And if you don't have those in operation, you can't discern when the enemy is upon you. Satan has an odor about him. He stinks. His demon stinks. The eyesight is to see what you're looking at, amen. In the spirit realm, a lot of have not matured into that area. And we end up messing up our lives most often. And so we can't see and discern the spirits, amen, whether they be of the darkness, of the dark world, or of the light. Jesus said he is the light of the world. He is the light, amen. Without the light, amen, of Jesus Christ, it's hard for us to see our pathway. Then our eyes supposed to be, amen, that light that shine on the inside of us so it can determine and discern, amen, what's going on in the inward side of us, in the inward man of us. That our eyes is at that candle, amen. And that's why the eye needs to be single, because if it's double, then you're seeing the good as well as the evil, but you're partaking of it, amen. When you have a single eye, you can see the evil, and it doesn't penetrate. It doesn't have any effect as far as what you're seeing. Now, saints, I'm trying to teach you something, because in order for me to teach you this, I have had to experience all of this. Only when men and women are called into the ministry, one of the things that they do, like Moses did with going into Midian after he killed one of the Egyptians, he knew he was assigned to deliver Israel, but he also thought it was through natural warfare, which was true. Amen. But at the same time, God wanted to teach him, amen, being the forerunner, the terrain, the wilderness experience, the how to live and how to travel to the various cities and towns that they had to travel to. He became a road map, amen, just like we use what is that, MapQuest and all of that. So he remembered all of those various areas to travel to, knowing that if you go to Midian, you're going to go to the north. So he knew where the north was. He was understandable of the various areas. So we as the body of Christ, amen, are just like Moses and all the others. We are trained by God before we get a congregation, before we minister to people, so that we don't mess up their lives. So living a spirit life, amen, is intelligible. It teaches you how to avoid a lot of tricks and traps that Satan has in store for you. And I'm telling you, this thing is real. A lot of people don't think God is real. They don't think Jesus is real. And a lot of people dispute the fact that you have the capability once you are in a level to see Jesus. You have the capability that once you are developed enough to see the demons and their operation and what they'll try to do to you in your life. So I was telling you about the soulless realm. Amen. It's very important for us, amen, thank you, Jesus, to have accessibility to the five senses, to the reasoning and the logic and the discernment, to, amen, the conscience, amen, and the desires and the will, all that operate in the mind, amen, all that operate in the soulless realm, amen, the emotions, amen. Satan plays tricks with the emotions. He'll have you thinking people hate you when they don't hate you. He'll have you thinking evil about people. And one thing with the soulless realm, in the spirit, amen, as spirit operate as well, in the inward part, once you begin to think a thing, then it become manifested. That's why it's a cast down imagination. I think it's 2 Corinthians 10, and it says, cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Hold on. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. Bring into captivity every thought, because once those thoughts are conceived, amen, then it starts operating on the inside, amen, in the soulless realm, amen, and it begins to bring life to what you were thinking. Then you say, oh, I got a problem, and can't understand why I got a problem. But if you remember back, you were sitting down there thinking, oh, this is going to happen. My lights are going to get turned off, or my water is going to get turned off, or I won't have no food on the table. So you done spoke the situation, and you done brought it to life. That's why a lot of us, when we hear prophets tell us the truth about a situation, we go to doubting or thinking about it, and then we say, oh, it probably won't happen, or it's not for me, or it might, you know. Well, you done already killed out what the prophet has said. Then you go around saying, well, the prophet lied. Well, the prophet didn't lie. It's what you're doing in your soulish realm that's not getting you the results that God has promised. He said he wished above all that we, what, prosper and be in good health even as our soul prospers. Amen. So our soul is constantly supposed to be developing and maturing to the state that it won't believe nothing but God. It won't function on nothing but what God say. A lot of times I get to hearing things in my mind, thoughts in my mind, and I begin to say, wait a minute now. If God ain't saying this here, I'm not going to accept it. Because it brings in a pattern of my whole life. And it could be for the good or for the bad. And so I'd rather have the thoughts of God, amen, and then he tell us whatever we do to think upon pleasant things, whatsoever is good, whatsoever lovely, amen, whatever's going to bring you joy, think upon those things, amen, because the enemy works with the soulish realm and the spirit. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I want to tell you, you know, when Abraham had sent his servant to get Isaac a wife, one of the things that he did, Abraham told him, said, don't you get a wife out of this country. He said, go to my country and get a wife. This servant began to talk in the inside of him, in the soulish realm, in his mind, in his thoughts. Amen. And he began to say, well, talk to God. And he said, oh, well, God, if I'm to meet Abraham's son, wife, Isaac, let it be at this designated place. Let this happen, amen, as a confirmation, amen. Designated place and then the confirmation and then allow, amen, the contact to happen. Well, he met Rebecca, amen, at the well. Amen. Well, he thought and asked God to allow it to be. He did not doubt God. He made a covenant, an oath with Abraham that he would obey him. So what happened was, as he thought upon the situation, God began to manifest it and to bring it to pass. That's what we have been slack in, because Satan has attacked us so much in that area, in the soulless realm, that he has weakened us and we'll settle for anything. And God don't want us to settle for anything, because number one, we're kingdom children. And he said, call those things that be not as though they were. So you got to speak in your spirit, in your soul, amen, in your mind, amen, in your heart, even a heart, amen, those things that God has promised would happen in your life. And so as he thought upon these things, amen, and he said these things, Rebecca came up. He began to worship God and thank the God of Abraham for what God was performing. What you think on the inside of your soulless realm and your spirit in operation, amen, God will bring it to pass, amen. If you think for the good. If you think for the negative, Satan will bring it to pass. Y'all better hear me today, because I'm telling you, you got to stop thinking, and you got to get back, and you got to understand what's going on with the mind, with the soulless realm, with the spirit. That's why you never see progress. That's why you never see a manifestation of the things that God done told you. You done told some of y'all you'll be a millionaire. You done sit up there and thought everything but being a millionaire. And Satan just done played tricks with your inward man. He wants your soul. He came to me the other night and asked me for my soul. I told him, you're not getting my soul. He wants my soul because my soul houses the word of God. Amen. My soul is utilized for the will. And I'm going to tell you, let's see. This is some powerful teaching, and I just praise God. I love his teaching. The Bible says, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your soul and, amen, your spirit and your soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I told you we are three-part being, soul, body, and spirit. Amen. And then Hebrews 6:19 said, this hope we have as an anchor of the soul. Hope anchors the soul so that the soul won't get to thinking and moving around and doing everything in order to defeat what God has already spoken. I was in a shut-in this weekend, and my soul, amen, began to think on the things that God had done for me. And it began to also be in warfare and talk, amen, with Satan and telling him, you know, what he's not going to do. And I told God what Satan had done to me. Amen. And so as I was thinking about these things, I heard my soul and my spirit man talking and them saying, I still have hope. Despite of what was going on, despite of the situation that was occurring in my life, I still have hope. So my soulless ram, amen, praise God, has an anchor in the Lord. Amen. It's anchored in the Lord, and hope both sure and steadfast and one which enties within the veils. Amen. It's literally inside the veil. It's the whole entire inward man is inside the veil. The spirit man is inside the veil. Amen. And it enters in within the veil, amen, and make itself known to God, amen, for the things that it need as far as prayer is concerned and intercession. Amen. That's why when the high priest would go in, because the high priest was not developed as far as the spirit man, the spirit side of him was concerned so much. He was up under the law. When he had to go inside the Holy of Holies, amen, he would go inside, amen, but he would have his robe on and he would have a veil around him. So if there was any sin seen, God was looking at the flesh, but he was looking at the soul and the spirit of that high priest. If any sin was in his heart, anything was in his heart, and he would come before God, God would kill him. Saints, my time has literally been up a few minutes ago, but I wanted to tell you that. Have a wonderful day.